KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're at 52 degrees, KSL's top story. The man who Salt Lake City police believe is connected to 4 intentional hit and runs made his first court appearance today, and we have team coverage on the hearing, plus the suspect's history with law enforcement.
26-year-old On Pham made a virtual appearance at the Salt Lake City 3rd District Court at 1 this afternoon. The initial hearing was quick and laid the groundwork for a trial that includes multiple felonies. I asked KSL legal analyst Greg Skordist what we can expect as next steps in the case.
He's charged with 6 counts of attempted murder. All of those are first-degree felonies, punishable by up to life in prison on a 5-year minimum. He's also charged with what you might call hit and run, which is failing to remain at the scene of an accident involving an injury.
Skordist said these are very serious charges that can result in life in prison sentences. He's currently being held without bail. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
As this suspect faces the full weight of the justice system, KSL TV's Shara Park has been looking into On Pham's past, and our team coverage continues.
You guys, I just really want to praise the women who spoke up, these families who spoke up. You know, a hit and run, just one off here, one off there. They don't, you know, you don't really start to connect those dots, but these women were paying attention and said, this sounds like what happened to me. And you guys, who knows right now how many cases are really tied to this?
Shara Park tells Dave and Dujanovic Pham has a long history with police, ranging from theft accusations to punching out a UTA train window. 2 weeks after a separate road rage incident near the Utah-Arizona border, the Pima County Sheriff's Department has identified the victim as 47-year-old Jeffrey Honer. 41-year-old Jason Jameson allegedly shot and killed Honer on the street and is now facing second-degree murder charges. One of the biggest real estate schemes in Utah history has been busted. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson tells us millions will be paid to the victims.
Unfortunately, most victims still won't recoup all the money they lost. But the good news is the perpetrators will have to shell out millions and have been banned from any kind of similar industry. This is a big deal because a lot of criminals end up scamming people again just under a new business name.
Dean Graziosi and Scott Yancey became real estate celebrities on TV and YouTube. They charged people thousands of dollars for real estate courses that promised get-rich-quick results that never came. A West Jordan man claims it was an accident. Yesterday, 29-year-old Anthony Sanchez says he pulled out an old-timey gun to be funny, fired, and killed his best friend. He claims he had no idea the gun was loaded. His friend, Dylan Miller Matome, was rushed to the hospital where he died. Anthony Sanchez is now behind bars. We're expecting to hear more from police about this case this afternoon, and we'll continue to bring you the latest here at KSL News Radio. Federal investigators are collecting evidence from the cargo ship that rammed into the Baltimore Bridge yesterday. And Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Chief, transportation officials boarded the ship to recover information from its electronics and paperwork. While the vessel is stable, there's a lot of fuel oil and cargo containers on board. The vice admiral in charge says that shouldn't be a problem.
There is no threat to the public from the hazardous materials on board.
Divers continue to search for the bodies of the 6 members of the road crew that plunged into the water as that bridge collapsed. Former President Trump has lashed out at the New York judge who put him under a gag order in his upcoming hush money criminal trial. Mr. Trump also criticized the judge's daughter, who posted a photo illustration of Mr. Trump behind bars. Now, Trump posted on social media today that the gag order was illegal, un-American, and unconstitutional. President Biden will share a stage with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton in New York as he raises money for his re-election campaign. Tomorrow's event is a one-of-a-kind political extravaganza that will showcase decades of Democratic leadership. And the New Jersey liquor store that sold the lone jackpot-winning Mega Millions ticket says it will donate its $30,000 bonus to charity.
It's an amazing thing when you think about how lucky we are to be the store that sold this ticket. It's 1 in 302 million. That's the chance of winning this lottery.
The winner or winners haven't come forward, but they have a year to claim the prize. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Diddy Combs says it's a witch hunt. that the FBI raid on his mansions was over the top and unwarranted. Sources in law enforcement are telling ABC News a different story about the rap star.
This investigation began with civil lawsuits filed by a number of accusers against Sean Diddy Combs. He settled one lawsuit, others are still pending, and he has denied everything in them. But federal prosecutors took a look at those lawsuits. They were able to speak, we're told, to at least some of Diddy's accusers. And then they sent federal agents to go to his houses and to try and get corroborating evidence.
ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky there. KSL News Time 3:05. Now, first look traffic. We turn to Ricky Meese. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Jeff. We begin with an accident, a small one in Murray. This is westbound I-215 South Belt prior to Redwood Road, but it's out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news is on the way, the one where I tell you how to cook an egg so that the eggshell doesn't crumble. Stay right here.